Hello and welcome to our Be Curious podcast. I'm your host, Louise Houghton, and in every episode, we get curious about a different subject, from the food we eat and the clothes we wear to overflowing landfills and ocean plastic. All of our guests have brilliant minds and innovative ideas to ensure that we can live a more sustainable, conscious, and pollutant-free life. And the best part is, this podcast is not just about listening. It's about building a community and bringing together like-minded individuals who are curious about alternatives to enhance their lives and the longevity of our planet. And if you're curious already and want to win some of the products or services gifted to you from our guests on the podcast, then why not head over to our Instagram for more information. You can find out how to enter at becurious_podcast. I hope you enjoy our episodes. And if there's anything that you're curious about that we haven't yet covered, then just let us know and we'll do our best to bring it to you. Today on the show, we're getting curious about deliveries, something that we think nothing about when there's a parcel on our doorstep. But where does it come from? What are the implications of this fast-track service that we're receiving these days? And what happens if it actually gets stolen? Well, to shed some light on this and talk more on it is the CEO and founder of Arrive AI, Dan O'Toole. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Louise.
I'm excited to talk about this subject because it's something, as I just said, that people don't even think about. So tell me, what is Arrive AI to start with?
Arrive AI is the next generation mailbox, essentially, just to put it in simple terms so people can visualize what we're talking about. We're consolidating all delivery to one secure point to include robotic delivery, aerial drone delivery, unmanned driverless vehicle delivery, conventional, and the mail. How about that?
I mean, that is a big task for sure.
It is.
But let's talk about delivery then, because I feel like the home delivery system has really kind of just evolved over the years to what it is today.
It has. It's so significant. I call it the Amazon economy. You know, today there's 36 million packages delivered every day just here in the U.S. And since COVID began in a mid-sized city in Indiana, I call it Fort Wayne, Indiana, UPS alone delivers to 8,000 more locations just in Fort Wayne, Indiana than they did pre-COVID. So if you extrapolate that across the country, across every carrier, across the world, you can see it's a big stress on the environment, right? But it's also a big stress on labor, and something's got to give. So there's all kinds of domino effects that are impacted by that.
But when did it actually start? When did the idea of home delivery begin, do you think, in times gone by?
You know, it's always been around. You know, you had the milkman back when, you know, we were kids, and it's just evolved from there. But, you know, we're a spoiled consumer, right? Everybody wants everything faster. I always say better, faster, fresher, cheaper, greener, safer. Those are all great things. That's what everybody wants. And frankly, that's what we're delivering here at Arrive AI.
Well, transportation makes up a quarter of the U.S. greenhouse gas consumption is every single year. And when I heard that figure, I thought that was just us getting planes and driving around to different locations. But it's actually got to be a lot of the products that are kind of being delivered to our door. Do you know what kind of percentage that is?
It's at least 25% of that, or possibly even more. It's substantial and it's gaining every day. I don't have that exact percentage, so I don't want to throw it out like I do, but it's substantial. I mean, you think about it's not just the things being delivered, actually. It's, in addition to that, it's people going out and getting things that they would normally have delivered, which is something else that we're going to be disrupting, right? So when you combine what all the deliveries between, you know, the U.S. mail, all the different carriers, Amazon and all those, and then that you add in all these trips that people are making for one-off things that they need, what if you could disrupt that and consolidate that in a very efficient way? That's what we're working on.
Well, I love that you're actually seeing this problem and deciding to actually do something about it. Where did the idea come from for IVI?
You know, the idea came from this emerging, you know, we say the Jetsons had it right. You know, my dog Astra, right? You know, they were looking ahead back even in the 50s to all kinds of autonomy, delivery, flying cars, all those kind of things. And as COVID came on, people were, outsourced, working from home. More delivery points arose because people were, they were out there, not together in communities at work and things like that. They were everywhere.
I mean, we used to sanitize all the packages when they came through the door during COVID.
We have a solution for that, believe it or not. We can, through UV process, we can clean and disinfect packages. And that was even before COVID, we thought of that. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Forward thinking.
That's what we do. So, you know, through COVID and just people being displaced, that created a big stress on the system. So you've got, it's a big lack of efficiency because now everything's so fragmented. So how do you deal with that? You know, that's what we're working on every day.
Do you think people are aware of the implications of all these deliveries coming to their door? You know, just getting something that they could literally probably walk a block to the store to get themselves.
I don't think, you know, I don't mean this in a demeaning way. I just don't think people think through the process a lot of times. I think people want things now, and how are they going to get it? And that's where it kind of starts and stops. And so, you know, we're thinking past that, right? We're thinking about, you know, getting back to, like I said, better, faster, cheaper, safer, greener. But, you know, if we can do all those things, everything we're doing is a positive byproduct. You know, if you take vehicles off the road, now you have less accidents. If you have less accidents, your insurance rates drop. If you have less accidents, you have less deaths, right? You have less road repairs, less traffic, less congestion, less smog. I mean, it's a whole ripple effect that we can create with what we're doing.
So what you have is actually the delivery box, but you're not actually controlling the drones or the robots coming to the delivery point.
We are the actual aircraft control, air traffic control, if you will, ground traffic control. We will be coordinating all the efforts because everything you gain through rapid, cheap, efficient delivery of autonomy, you lose when you drop something at the front door of a home or business, right? So if you can secure those items, notify the recipient when that shows up, and you can coordinate and prioritize those deliveries, you're going to take away the need to redeliver. Even with an autonomous delivery, you still have to orchestrate that delivery. You can't have two items showing up at the same time. You can't have a full cargo area and not be able to take receipt of the next item. So that all has to be coordinated, and that's where we come in.
Well, talk us through what you're doing a little bit more to solve this massive problem we have with the delivery system right now.
It's a big lift. We're doing a lot, and we're thinking about AI and how to leverage AI through creating more efficient routing, better distribution of the delivery window, opening up an autonomous 24-hour delivery window. So we're taking stress off the delivery network, the labor that's required. We're spreading out efficiency and taking demand and just heavy burden on the delivery cycle where you have all these trucks and things converging at one time trying to deliver within a certain window. We're streamlining all that. There's just so many things we're doing. It sounds like it's the best thing ever, and I believe it is. I mean, if you've got say you have a new laptop coming to your house, you know, you might have to take off work to wait for that to show up because it can't be delivered, or a new cell phone, they're not going to just drop that on your porch. So now you've lost a day of productivity. Your employers have lost you. You're watching your Ring camera, trying to dash out, whatever it is. So we're just bringing peace and calm, efficiency, and we're putting a lot of relief into the delivery system.
I just want to understand, you know, how that's actually happening. So say that the laptop is being delivered to the door. It's delivered either via one of our little robots that we see along our streets, or in the future, a drone. I haven't seen many of those. We'll get to talking about that in a bit. And then it goes into one of your arrived delivery boxes. And that from there, you pull it out with a QR code.
Right. So we are what we call platform agnostic. We know that there's not going to be three arrive points in front of your home or a business. It's just not efficient. You're not going to have a Google, Amazon, and a U.S. Postal Service. There has to be one gateway to every home and business throughout the world, and it has to be platform agnostic, which is welcoming to all shippers and deliverers. And we're able to share our API that we've developed, which has encryption for authentication of delivery. So the right product going to the right arrive point for the right recipient. And then when that happens, You get a notification. Now you come over, you're authenticated. You get access to that product. It's there when you get there. You don't have to rush. If it's a warm product, we'll keep it warm. If it's cold, we'll keep it cold. And we're going to keep it safe. Every day, there's 1.7 million packages stolen here in the U.S. alone.
Wow. I want to talk more about that in a bit. But you mentioned the word warm. So you're saying food delivery can go in there as well, like a nice warm pizza or something like that could actually stay warm in there until you get home to pick it up.
It's all about chain of custody. You know, can you really afford for any item that you ordered to be left alone for any period of time and not have some suspicion of something happening to it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a pizza box on your front porch, a spider could crawl into it, right? somebody might come up and grab it. Who knows what people do, right? What if you had peace of mind? You didn't have to rush. You didn't have to get a speeding ticket, an accident, whatever. You're just going home. You know it's going to be kept warm. You get there, you get it, and you go eat, right?
So this idea that everybody wants everything much more conveniently is actually what you're doing. You're actually making things even more convenient, even though you're actually saving a lot of carbon emissions in the many different areas that we just discussed.
Absolutely. For every 1% of deliveries that are delivered to an arrive point, that takes 3,000 commercial trucks off the road.
3,000. And actually, because it's not just the delivery trucks, is it? It's the people getting to the delivery truck to get to work and then coming down here. What do you think that that's doing to employment rates around the country?
You know, employment rates flow through a cycle. We've gone through numerous industries throughout our whole existence. I mean, if you look at the Fortune 500, the same Fortune 500 that was the Fortune 500 30 years ago, just a few companies succeed are still in that ranking today. So we are on an evolutionary scale. Things are changing because people think new technology gets rid of jobs. It really uplifts new job opportunities and helps people get a better standard of living. I would say that the jobs that are replaced are frankly the ones that nobody wants to do, and that's why there's such a stress right there. So to be able to disrupt that and have a great byproduct of better, faster, fresher, cheaper, greener, safer, right? Everything we're doing is purposeful, and even the intended purpose of what we're doing, the ramifications of that have been amazing. So
drones and the robots, they'll all be electric. So electricity has an implication on our environment as well.
They aren't all necessarily going to be electric. Hydrogen is an up-and-coming fuel at this point, which is environmentally friendly. And so there's a lot of alternatives. We're always moving toward, doing things better, but we want to do them greener too. And, it doesn't make sense to regress, right? That's how we do it. That's what we're doing.
Always staying ahead of the game, it sounds like. Ready for the future.
That's right.
Why do you think it is then that we, in our time, since the Industrial Revolution, have always developed these things that we've then, 20 years later, thought, oh, this wasn't actually so good for us or our planet?
Because other people other than me have designed them and have a problem with that. No, I don't know. A lot of times you don't have the benefit of hindsight, right? You don't know where it's going to, foresight, right? Hindsight, whatever you want to call it. But, you're always trying to do things that, the market is going to accept. And that's where the market takes you.
Do you think we're seeing a more conscious approach to business development nowadays then?
I think everything's at some point driven by money, right? So, and that could be good and bad. You might find a cheaper way to do something or a more profitable way to do it. But if the consumer is not going to accept that just for that purpose only, but if you have the benefit of it being greener and people care about this earth, we only have one earth, right? So we want to take care of that. I think that becomes a great motivator for things to happen.
I think that in times gone by, people just weren't as aware of the implications of their daily habits and what they were doing as we've become nowadays. So in business development, you are seeing a lot more companies become much more sustainable in their approach to things.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're a kid or whatever, everybody says, hey, the sky's falling or if you keep doing this, something's going to happen. And I think people are starting to see these things really happen. You know, just in New Delhi, India, a couple of days ago, they hit a high of 127 degrees. You know, that's substantial, right? That can't be our future, right? So, you know, we're seeing water rationing, a lot of natural resources, you know, air quality, all these kind of things. And they're not making any more earth. They've stopped, right? So how do we preserve this? How do we continue to have our quality of life, but taking the environment into account? And I think that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, and I think people are seeing past our own lives too, because it has to be selfless in order to be able to do this for future generations. We have to want to leave the place a better than we found it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you hope that's always the intent and the spirit. You know, of course, there's always people like that, and then there's others that just do the profit incentive and don't really care about that. And hopefully, the good will beat the bad, right?
How do you think that we can encourage change for those people who just prefer convenience over thinking about the environmental impact of their decisions?
I think the market is very powerful. I mean, people vote with their dollars. And as more people become aware of that and caring about that, I think that companies will be forced to do the right thing.
Let's talk about parcel theft now, because you mentioned it just earlier on. Tell me that figure that you said again. How many parcels are stolen every day?
Every day, right here in the U.S., 1.7 million packages. It's billions and billions of dollars every year. And, you know, even that has an environmental impact, right? Because
gotta get it delivered again.
You gotta get it delivered again, right? And it has to be made again, which we know manufacturing isn't the cleanest process either, right? And then the other thing is, everybody thinks you just call Amazon and you magically get a free replacement. The reality is that is being paid for by everybody that orders every day, right? They're building in that 1.7 million packages. So there's no free lunch. Think of what that could do to our costs if we could disrupt that. And that was factored out of the cost of everything we buy.
It's definitely happened to me before with packages going stolen. So with Arrive AI, when they get delivered into one of your safe, secure mailbox,
you know, protect and secure it. But if law enforcement were required to come in, we could give a big hand and help open to find the people that are out there stealing these things. We have cameras, video. We're able to not only, right? Because
Get it delivered again,
right? And it has to be made again, which we know manufacturing isn't the cleanest process either, right?
You mentioned before that obviously you don't need one of these for multiple different homes. So do you have a larger one for apartment buildings or industrial buildings, something like that?
We do. We have a unit that we, for multifamily locations, it's called a package tower, and we're able to receive and deliver multiple items simultaneously. We can sort them internally and distribute them. So.
And how would you keep products hot or cold within one like that?
We have different areas within the package tower to take care of that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
See, we've thought of everything.
You could even take up your neighbor's pizza for them.
That's right. That's coming next.
Full service. Deliver it to the door. So how does somebody sign up to Arrive AI?
You know, we're not out there yet. We're getting very close. We're really still in our testing mode. But check our website out, arriveai.com. We'd love to have you join us and sign up. And we want to be aware of who our customers want to be and where they are. And as we roll out, we want to make sure we hit every one of you up.
But it's going to be a subscription service, right?
It will be. Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yep. You can never own. I don't want to say you can never own it. What I like to say is you don't need to own it. You can just subscribe to it. We want to make the barrier to entry very low. We want everybody to be able to participate. And we believe that all your commerce eventually will be done through your Arrive and your Arrive app. And that's how you're going to keep your pizza warm, your pharmaceuticals cool, how you're going to be able to do all your commerce, all of your returns. It's all right here.
So nice and secure. And so you don't have to buy one of your units themselves. Everybody could subscribe to the same unit.
That's right.
It's not that you subscribe and there's one unit for you.
Well, it depends on your scenario. You know, if you're out in the rural, you know, suburbs or something like that, you could have your own Arrive point.
And how is the company doing right now?
Company's doing great. We're ready to go public on NASDAQ this summer. ticker symbol ARRV. We have nearly 5,000 investors right now. We've got a market opportunity that's really big with investors. People are seeing the future and they're voting to join. So I'm really proud of that.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, that's great. Before we go, are there any tips that you could offer our listeners as to how to reduce their carbon footprint when it comes to deliveries?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I would say is schedule deliveries. Until you have an arrive point, you need to sync up. So if you have a scheduled delivery, you know you're not going to miss it. I think that's important. I would say try to give flexibility to the shipping company so that they can deliver multiple items at the same time. You know, I would ask your neighbors to be on standby in the event you're not there to be able to sign some for delivery and, get rid of the need to come back and make another delivery attempt. Those are just a couple little things right there that could have a big impact.
And also maybe walk a block to the store and get some exercise.
That's right. Walk up, yeah, kill two birds, right?
I mean, sometimes you're just so busy. You're like, I need some new shampoo. Let me get it delivered. But actually, you know, there's a pharmacy just down the road.
That's right.
So, yeah, as you say, convenience is definitely something that we've got used to in this modern day and age, and something that we need to maybe sort of have a different mindset about, you know, try and, as you say, kill two birds with one stone, something like that.
That's it.
Well, I appreciate all your tips for our listeners, and it's so great to learn everything about Arrive AI. Thank you for everything that you're doing to help reduce the carbon emissions in our planet and all of the transportation problems on the road.
I would just say be curious, okay? And if everybody's curious, I think we're all going to be great. So congrats on your new show. Thanks for having me, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Dan. If you want to find out more information about all of the giveaways that we've mentioned that happen with Be Curious podcast, just head over to our Instagram to find out how you can enter. The handle that you need is becurious_podcast. I'm your host, Louise Houghton, and until next time, stay curious.